Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. The public has been notified of potential danger after what authorities believe to be a controlled substance death in the town of Newbold. The Oneida County Sheriff's Department reports they were called Tuesday morning to the unidentified Newbold residence. Investigators determined the death was believed to be from a controlled substance, but said the substance was obtained in the Oneida County area and posed a potential threat to the public. The Sheriff's Department and the coroner are investigating the death. No other details have been released. They ask that you call the Sheriff's Department if you have more information to share. And a bipartisan group of Wisconsin lawmakers say it's too easy for high school students to buy vaping products. That's why work is being done on legislation to raise the minimum age for buying all tobacco and nicotine products to 21. Republican State Senator Howard Markline says the measure would prohibit the sale of vaping paraphernalia to anyone under that age. Giving it to an underage person would also be against the law. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services reports the use of e-cigarettes increased 154% between 2014 and 2018. And a major disaster declaration for 17 Wisconsin counties means local governments impacted by severe storms last month and in late July can apply for federal recovery assistance. Governor Evers has requested the declaration. Crews have assessed damages from the storms at more than $19.5 million from severe thunderstorms, tornadoes, and flooding. Menominee Indian Tribe and St. Croix Chippewa Indians of Wisconsin were included, along with Langlade and Oconto and other counties. A Portage County judge has set a September trial date for a fugitive who was on the run for 3 years. Benjamin Button is charged with several felonies for the sexual assault of a child. He had been sought since 2016 when he failed to show up for a court appearance. Prosecutors say he's been living in a bunker near the Ice Age Trail in Marathon County. Button was in a Stevens Point courtroom on Tuesday. And meteorologists are telling Wisconsin residents not to worry about the Farmer's Almanac prediction of a polar coaster winter coming up. Experts say it's going to be very cold and snowy this winter in the state, just like it always is. The Almanac makes its prediction about 18 months in advance, meaning it has to keep the long-range forecast kind of generic. The current one shouldn't cause any alarm for people who already are used to Wisconsin's winters. And a construction zone flagger is hospitalized with life-threatening injuries after being hit by a vehicle on Highway 112 near Ashland. The Wisconsin State Patrol says the 43-year-old woman had northbound traffic stop Monday afternoon when she was struck by an SUV that drove on the shoulder around four other cars. She was taken to a hospital with serious injuries. The 77-year-old Madison man driving the SUV was not hurt. Troopers say the crash is still being investigated. And the weather forecast for the afternoon. Look for skies to gradually become sunny with a high near 63, but breezy with wind gusts coming out of the west up to 28 miles an hour. Tonight clear, low around 48. Thursday a chance of showers before 10 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly sunny on Thursday with a high near 73. Thursday night clear, low 46, and for Friday sunny, high 67. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.